This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across the United States of America. And welcome aboard. Special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people that are working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics who are keeping things running, and the construction workers and bulk mail centers sorting all that mail for delivery today, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, those two words, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out talking about the circus. It's called the House Judiciary Committee. And this is the ranking Republican, Doug Collins. And this is how he started out the committee meeting yesterday.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for all that have gathered here again. Here we go again. The theater is open, and the summations are coming in. In fact, right now we're again running over the norms of congressional oversight. We're dabbing at the edges of rubbing roughshod on the Constitution, asking for things that we don't. But I am glad about one thing. I'm glad that the chairman read into the record today the Mueller report. I'm glad that he quoted, as he said, this is a quote directly from the Mueller report. I just wish my chairman would actually go read the rest of it that he has been offered to read, which he has chose not to read. But he did leave out one thing. He left out something in the Mueller report from just now. He read McGahn's testimony beautifully, did everything, but he left out what he doesn't want to have to come back to, and the frustrating thing that has brought us here again and again and again, and that is the conclusions. There was no collusion. There was no obstruction charge. There's nothing here. After 2 years of doing this, we can read it in. You can talk about how you don't like it. You can talk about what you would like to ask. But at the end of the day, it's interesting. We'll read in the quotes that make the headlines, but we're also not going to read in the bottom line of what was actually concluded. So the Democrats are here trying again. The Mueller report concluded there was no collusion, no obstruction, because the report failed to provide damning information against the president. The majority claims we need to dig deeper.
Now, it's obvious to me, Kyle, that the Democrats are in disarray as the president and his staff are defying the subpoena threats. And all Jerry Nadler can do is sit there with his thumbs and twiddle them because there's nothing else they can do, nor will they, because I'm telling you right now, if they continue along the lines they're doing and they're on a fast pace to go for impeachment, if that's what they're going to do, they are going to lose this next election and get their butts handed to them, and it'll take them a decade to get it back.
Well, the American people, Captain, they see what's going on. And
they've had it.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think it's going to translate to the ballot box. And one of the things that Jerry Nadler, of course, did when he opened the House Judiciary Committee hearing as well, and they had an empty chair for former White House counsel Don McGahn, he talked about a ruling back in 2007 when then George W. Bush, when his administration was also defying a congressional subpoena over looking for information over the firing of several federal prosecutors. And so Jerry Nadler went out there and talked about this thing, but of course I think he failed to mention it got overturned on appeal, by the way.
That's right.
Just a few short months later, really. So it's not the case that the House can simply haul in anybody they want to, either a current White House official or a former White House official, and do whatever they want. Remember, we have the co-equal branches of government, and this goes right to the separation of powers, and he's dealing in an area where he really shouldn't be. And if the situation was reversed, Captain, he would be the first person to decry it.
Correct. And Jerry Nadler, himself a serial liar over the years, is no one to believe when he says anything at all about anything.
Well, right. I mean, it's purely political, and people see that.
Yep.
And, of course, now you do have a lot of partisans out there, partisans who will say whatever the Democrats say. I mean, they think it's the gospel truth and this kind of thing, and they're going to get Trump, and Trump did this and Trump did that, and they can look at the Mueller report and they can see something entirely different because it seems as though they're sort of programmed to believe that. But here's the thing, Captain. If the Mueller report had come out and there was literally damning evidence that was incontrovertible that President Trump was a Russian agent or any of these kinds of ridiculous things that the Democrats have thrown out there, this would have been a major, major catastrophe. But, of course, the Mueller report didn't say anything like that. In fact, it said just the opposite. And but the Democrats can't let it go because this is their political bent, trying to get power back this way. But as you said, Captain, this is going to cripple the Democrat Party in the long run.
Well, just as the president has said that he would, quote, fight all subpoenas, end of quote, issued by Congress as part of a broader effort to cover up his misconduct, so says Jerry Nadler, the stonewalling makes it all that more important to highlight some of the incidents that Mr. McGahn is said to have witnessed. Again, that came from Jerry Nadler, and we'll get into all that in a minute. Nadler decided to be judge, jury, commissioner, the whole nine yards, which isn't going to work, not on my watch anyway. The guy is a fool, he's a clown, and he shouldn't even be in Congress, and I knew that years ago when I was in New York. All right, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
The professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is right here in the telephonio line with us right now. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's always nice to have a liner like that and have the guy sitting on the other end of the phone when you are coming back to them. So there you go, and I do that every now and then. I do it to Ron Edwards. He never knows when I'm going to do it, and I do it to Frank Stovato and yourself and a couple other people that have made liners for us. But I want to talk right now about a Reuters Ipsos poll that came out yesterday, which is kind of interesting, and I'm not surprised at the results. Now, in this poll, half of the Americans polled believe that the United States will go to war with Iran within the next few short years, according to the public opinion poll that was released. Now, I have no doubt at all that that's going to happen, because I don't see any resolution to what's going on in Iran with the Iran situation right now. I just don't.
No, I totally agree, Captain, and certainly it could be a few short years, and depending on what the mullahs in Tehran actually do or authorize their forces to do, it could be a few short weeks, and hopefully that is not the case, obviously, but I say that to simply underline how volatile the whole situation is there. You've got Iran, which is now being squeezed by these sanctions. I think that they're getting desperate, and I don't think that we're going to see, and again, this is most unfortunate, I don't think we're going to see the Iranian government say, you know, we really want to be part of the community of nations. You know, we really want to sort of stop this whole nuclear enrichment thing and all this stuff just so that we can get along with everybody. I just don't see them saying or doing that.
Yeah, and folks, I am speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and of course, Kyle is with us five or six nights of the week, and this week he's with us six because Wayne Allyn Root gets the week off, and then he comes back on again next week. Now, all that being said, there's a lot more going on in the world in which we live. Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas, who is a senator that I really, really like. And I like him for two reasons. Number one, he's a veteran. And number two, he's a hard charger and a tough talker. He says what he means. He does what he says. And with that being mentioned, he said that the U.S. forces that were sent to the Persian Gulf were sent there to deter Iran, not attack it, which that couldn't be a more accurate statement if I'd said it myself.
Well, of course, you know, I don't think that the president is looking to get into any kind of a shooting war. I don't think the American people necessarily want a shooting war with Iran. But here's the thing. Every single time, and, you know, throughout history, that the United States has not shown leadership, has not been on the forefront, has not been the tip of the spear, really, you know, some very, very bad things have happened in the world. And so, yes, Senator Cotton's right. Deterrence is the factor here. In fact, if we weren't showing deterrence, then we might see Iran feel that they have a carte blanche to do some very bad things in the region. And so we're trying to prevent something there.
Yeah. And again, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, of course, Kyle is the host of his own show. We'll tell you all about that here in a minute. Now, also, the Acting Secretary of Defense, who has been nominated to be the permanent one, Mr. Shanahan, is also saying that right now it appears that the potential for Iranian threats have been put on hold because they did give orders. There were intercepts received of orders given by the Iranian government to the proxies they had in Iraq, namely the Shia militias, to go after U.S. interests. And apparently that has backed off now.
Well, hopefully so, because they have been meticulously figuring out where these Katyusha rockets are coming from, for example.
Yeah, from Muqtada al-Sadr's backyard.
Exactly right. And the president, of course, the president himself, has said that Iran's going to be met with great force for attacks on the U.S. Secretary Pompeo, as I recall, made clear the United States position that, you know, attacks on our interest or our allies by them or any of their proxies, you know, again, would be met with some very, very bad consequences. I think they're doing the math over there, Captain. They realize that, hey, you know, number one, the American forces and allied forces, as it were, would be able to do what they say they're going to do. And number two, they realize that they're not dealing with the previous administration anymore. This is President Trump. They've seen what he's done with China. He's raised the tariffs on China, which was thought to be maybe some kind of threat, you know, to try to, you know, to grandstand and this kind of thing. But he did it. He knows that he's going to give the order to protect Americans or our interests or our allies.
Now, we have a report coming from Alaska and from NORAD that our jets had to go up and intercept six Russian aircraft off the coast of Alaska, namely four Russian Bear bombers with two Russian fighters just out for a joyride flying along that came close to airspace, and then we put up our planes and warned them off.
Yeah, isn't that something? And again, you know, these times come along, and it always seems to kind of come along in clusters, in the sense that, you know, you have some tensions going on in the Middle East, got issues, of course, the trade with China, but that's also a larger issue because of what China is doing, expanding their own military, expanding their own influence across the globe, and now you have Russia, again, sort of testing the boundaries, as it were, with our airspace, with our air defense networks and so forth. So this is, it's significant, but it's a game of cat and mouse, and it's, I'm sure very similar things are happening under the water, shall we say, with submarines looking to see just how far they can get before they start tripping the alarms.
Now, you live out in California, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How's your health?
My health? Well, fortunately, thank the Lord, pretty good.
Well, you're not that far from L.A., and L.A.'s rat-infested garbage along the street is now fueling typhoid fever fears. And in California, also in San Francisco, the Washington Post is reporting that the city of San Francisco is in a train wreck type of collapse because of all of the trash and all of the waste. I'll be polite about this, all over the streets of San Francisco.
You know, Captain, one of the nicest, one of the greatest cities that, you know, you can visit would be San Francisco. That being said, that was...
I remember going there years ago with my wife.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But it's kind of in the past, at least for now, because of the ridiculous mismanagement that's gone on there. Not only because there's such a far liberal bent and so forth, but when you have literally people going to the bathroom on the streets, I mean, this is really over and above. And what was such a wonderful city to visit, I think it will be again, hopefully someday.
Well, when they get rid of the people that are causing the problem, that's the government that's in place.
Well, exactly right.
Including Kamala Harris, who said, we'll take all the people that want to come here. We'll take them all. Yeah, okay, let them live on the streets.
Well, right. In fact, I saw something the other day, too, that said that homeless people are sort of building little flotillas or something in the harbor area. It's literally permeating the entire city. And if this is sort of the liberal utopia of the future, I don't think anybody wants any part of it. And on top of that, you've got the rising real estate costs. You've got a lot of small business having to shutter their doors and get out of town because of the rising rents and this kind of thing. It's a double whammy on San Francisco, and it's very sad.
And businesses are moving out of town like you wouldn't believe. As a matter of fact, thank you very much, Amazon. We are putting in a airport facility here, cargo facility, and sorting center in Polk County in Lakeland. It's going to be a very large facility. It, again, comes from at different things moving out of California, and it's going to be right here in Lakeland, which is a rural community, and those 500 jobs or so to begin with that could become 1,000 within a year or two are going to be very welcomed.
Absolutely. See, that's the thing. You know, you try to create the environment where you're going to get these job creators and so forth. Sometimes it's a big, big company like Amazon, but other times it's people coming in and so-called mom-and-pop shops or these kinds of things, but it's all about creating the environment. And when it's mismanaged and when the actual environment is becoming so dirty because of all the trash and all this kind of stuff, you know, who wants to be involved in that?
Right, and Amazon was already here in the Ruskin, Florida area, and they were already using the Tampa airport to fly in and out of with their stuff because they run like a FedEx type of airline, flying things all around the country. But anyway, they've now moved over east to the Lakeland Airport, where it's a little cheaper for them to operate the aircraft, number one, but they still will have the big planes taking off and landing. Prime Air is what it says. That's Amazon Prime Air. All righty. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate leaders are hopeful a disaster aid package will be approved by the end of the week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made it clear last week he wanted to pass a relief bill before the Memorial Day recess. Now he says it's looking like that may happen.
As I've said repeatedly, this is the longest time I can certainly remember between disasters occurring and actually assistance being passed.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it took so long because Republicans held up aid for hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Now he says they've relented.
They then added a border security package. It has a lot of good things, some bad things, and that's the last thing that remains to be negotiated on.
And that, Schumer says, makes it very promising that a bill will be passed, as McConnell had hoped before they leave for the weekend.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of my discussion with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is brought to you by the USCCA. Now, the USCCA, to find out more about them and to register for the free gun a day giveaway, you go to my website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo. And we hope you become a member, because membership has its advantages. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's something that I got here that is coming across my wire. Now, we really didn't hear a lot about this before. Candace Marie Claiborne, a Hillary State Department appointee, who was she pled guilty to spying for China. And back on April the 24th, 2019 was when she pled guilty. Her sentencing will be July the 9th, and you take it from there.
Well, what we know at this hour, Captain, is, yes, Candace Marie Claiborne, 63 years old. She did plead guilty in federal court back in April to charges of conspiracy to defraud the United States. And essentially what she's being accused of is accepting thousands of dollars in gifts and benefits from Chinese intelligence agents. And in exchange for that, she gave them evidently some kind of information. She also received gifts, other gifts, international travel, vacation, tuition, and so on, and a monthly stipend in addition to a fully furnished apartment, evidently. So she came aboard the State Department, it seems, in 1999 and had various postings. But this is quite explosive.
Now, one of the postings that she had was in Libya.
That's
and the first thing I thought of when I heard this was Benghazi.
Right, exactly. It's very, very possible. So we'll find out more. But this, of course, is a developing story, and we'll find out more, of course, as more information comes out. But it's a very, very a startling kind of story as well, because the one thing, of course, that's that we want to try to keep a lid on is obviously the secrets of the United States and the State Department.
All right. Well, hang on a minute, because we got Dan the Man on the telephone line. Good morning, Dan the Man. I'm assuming you heard the word China and your ears perked up.
China and Iran.
Yeah, but did you hear what I just said about that woman?
Yeah, I know. That's treasonous, and she should be arrested.
She's already been arrested. She's pled guilty. She's out on bail or bond or whatever, but she comes back July the 9th for sentencing.
Well, does that surprise you that somebody like that's hanging out with a Clinton?
No, not at all.
No,
but she got caught.
Right. Well, thank God they did that. Hard telling what she is given, but, I mean, she was, rewarded handsomely by what you have said.
That's right.
But the only thing I would say, I heard you and Kyle talking about Iran. This is a teaching moment for the United States. If we do anything to Iran, we gotta go alone, which is kind of scary. It proves to you how inept and how ineffectual and how unnecessary NATO is now.
Yep.
NATO really is just a shell of itself, what it used to be. I think Trump had it the right way when he was running for election in 2016 out of NATO. You know, we could still have some mutual defense treaties with, like, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, some of the former Soviet states, satellites that are now part of NATO and the EU, but Germany and France will screw it up. We need Italy. We take what we have in Germany, we just transfer it to Australia, where it's really needed. I mean, this is a time where, listen, the NATO is 75 years old, it's outdated. And Germany is going the same path as Russia with the American people.
Yeah, but do you not remember that Germany and France and Britain and the other European countries were talking about having their own European group?
Oh, I know. The EU's always talked about that, but I don't see it happening anytime soon. They have lullabied themselves into thinking it's going to be peace and prosperity. We don't need the Russians. We don't need the
United States. Well, the Britons don't think so.
Well, the German Navy only has 7 helicopters and only 2 work. So that's what I'm saying.
It's
time we open our eyes and see really what it's going to take.
All right.
I know we have, if we go into Iran, we'd have to do kind of a Bosnia type thing.
Okay.
Serbia type bombing campaign. But right now, I mean, Israel is tough.
All right.
It's a tough.
Well,
but it doesn't have stamina like the United States.
Well, thanks for your comments, and let me go back to talking to Kyle Warren, and we'll definitely take all that into consideration.
Okay, sir. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks a lot, and that's Dan the Man in Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, what he says again is spot on, and he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we don't know how Europe is going to, you know, ever really react in terms of an actual NATO crisis. Because there's so many different political winds blowing and so much different self-interest, as it were. In fact, we can't get unity on really standing firm against Iran right now. That's a big deal.
Now, the former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, met with House Foreign Affairs leaders in the last week or so. It was an under-the-radar sit-down meeting with the Democrats in the House Foreign Intelligence Committee. I'm just sitting here scratching my head. I don't believe Rex Tillerson is any real friend of the president. What say you, and what do you think? Just take a guess. What do you think might have been going on there?
Well, it is very, very interesting. You know, I don't think
it's very strange.
Yeah, there's no love lost, I think, between Tillerson and Trump. I think it was very acrimonious the way that whole thing sort of came to an end. And I understand that, you know, he was talking about Jared Kushner, saying that he couldn't, he impeded his ability to communicate effectively, to President Trump, these kinds of things. So we're gonna find out more about it, but, I can't imagine that this was, anything other than a, you know, talk dirt about Trump sort of meeting from what we know as right now.
Now, there's a report coming out that the Republican National Committee paid $2 million in April to attorney McGahn's, that's the former presidential attorney, law firm for work that was done for them back in April, $2 million. Is that anything that you're concerned about?
So, I'm sorry, who paid it again?
The Republican National Committee.
Oh, yeah, interesting. Well, I guess we'll have to sort of see how that develops. I know that he was White House counsel first time. Yeah.
All right, hang on a minute. Let's take a question and a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's your question? All right, well, whoever it was hung up. Okay, they didn't want to talk. Now, the other thing is Lindsey Graham. We've got this Justin Amash, this congressman out of Pennsylvania, out of Michigan, who is calling for, and he's the only Republican, by the way, who's calling for the president's impeachment. I believe he just lost his reelection bid up there in Michigan with all this nonsense. And Lindsey Graham said nobody is going to follow Mr. Amash's lead. Nobody.
Well, no, but, and I think people have to understand too that Justin Amash is not, he's always been a pretty much a never Trumper. You know, he's, not representative of the, of greater Republican, coalition in the House, basically. So, and what he's doing, just, I think, a lot of grandstanding. And he also is talking about, well, there's impeachable material in the Mueller report. Well, really, none of these things rise to the level of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. In other words, what my impression of his take on the whole thing is again, we can simply impeach the president for any reason we ever want to. But this is precisely, Captain, why the framers phrased this phrase, even as ambiguous as it may be, but they phrased it this certain way, precisely such that one branch of government couldn't simply impeach another branch of government, in this case the House against the executive, for whatever reason at all. And it's there to actually protect the separation of powers.
Finally, the Washington State Governor Jay Inslee signed legislation to allow Washington to become the first state to allow composting of human bodies. Ashes to ashes, guts to dirt.
Yes, this is it's more controversial, I think, than people know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and this is on the heels, Luke Perry, who the popular actor who died at such a terribly young age of a stroke, just recently, there was a story that he had been buried in what they call a mushroom suit, basically, which aids in the decomposition process. But this is, I think, very, very different, where literally, the bodies are, the remains are
Alrighty.
Broken down into really dirt, basically. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll catch you tomorrow night and, stay low.
Thank you, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, his website, kylewarrenshow.com. When we come back, we're going to take a look at the weather. And yeah, we still got a bunch of weather out there. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever,
Cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard. Moving on, that's the theme, the original theme song from the television show Moving On. Will and Sonny out there in the big old black KW with that 40-foot Great Dane reefer pulling anything they could, $2 a mile, anywhere you wanted to take it. All right, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. That's Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. You can go there, check them out, Moss Family Automotive, and see what they have to offer, because they've got brand new Nissans, two dealerships, brand new Chevys, and they've also got a select Moss Wholesale to the Public certified pre-owned, where everything comes with Moss Care, free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, free tire rotations, and nobody 24/7, 365 gives you the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, all get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicles, and your certified pre-owns go for wholesale pricing. Now, parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Missouri, which saw 3-plus inches of rain to begin this week, are forecast to see potentially another inch or more through Wednesday night as another front sets up over the area. Now, along with heavy rain, severe thunderstorms will once again be possible, with large hail the main threat, and possible tornadoes. Now, severe thunderstorms will then take aim at parts of the southern plains and northeast Thursday through Thursday night. So what we have right now, Catwoman and Road Dog have just helped me out a little bit. They told me that they're in Little Rock and the heavy rain has finally stopped, and they're headed down to Laredo. And you guys truck them safe. Looks like you got clear sailing down to Laredo. However, there is rain in the central part of Oklahoma, again, as we speak, spotty, from Oklahoma City all the way up I-44 again, up into Missouri, up through Fort Leonard Wood, and again, Branson, Springfield, Joplin. You've got scattered rain through there. You got rain all the way up the west part of Missouri. It looks like almost to Iowa. And then in Kansas, the southeastern part of Kansas, about halfway across the state, you've got rain. But in the western part of Kansas and in the western part of Nebraska and in the western part of South Dakota and the southwestern corner of North Dakota, the temperatures are much colder. You've got anything from freezing drizzle to freezing fog to freezing rain to sleet to snow flurries to actual snow squalls, where there are some winter storm warnings up again tonight in the extreme northwestern corner of Nebraska, I-80, Cheyenne over towards Laramie, Rapid City, South Dakota, a winter storm warning again, up in Montana, just off the Yellowstone Park, you've got a winter storm warning there, winter driving conditions in a lot of those areas, and again, if it's not raining or freezing drizzle or freezing fog, then there is some light rain mixed in about halfway across South Dakota once you get east of the colder weather. But in the western part of Kansas tonight, we've got a hard freeze and a hard frost warning there, as well as northeastern Colorado. There is still some snow hanging around Colorado tonight. Winter driving advisory for the southwestern corner of Colorado, going up over the top of a couple of those passes, and up there in the northwestern corner of Colorado, going up towards Wyoming, you've got some winter storm driving conditions up there as well. Now, New Mexico, high wind warnings across most of New Mexico. You still have the fire watch up from El Paso, Texas, all the way across to the Arizona, New Mexico line on I-10. You've got some high winds out there tonight in the west central part of Nevada, out in the high desert in California. And that's about it. That's about it, with some scattered showers along the Mississippi River Basin. So there you have it. Now, the other combination of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report are your Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Now, Pilot and Flying J's have had a big change made to them. Now, in some of them, you'll find Denny's, and some of them, you'll find Huddle Houses, and some of them, you'll find the Moe's Southwest Grill. But in others, you'll find Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway's, Taco Bell, Wendy's. And even up in the Northeast, in New York, Indiana, New Hampshire, they might have a Dunkin' Donuts shop there in them as well. So, check out the all-new Pilot and Flying J's around the country. And don't forget, parking, CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents, trip packs, truck washes, audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and also lounges with big screen televisions for professional drivers are provided almost everywhere in those locations now, especially the larger ones. And they're really, really making them nice now. Really, really making them nice, which is a good thing, which is a good thing. Pilot Flying J, we welcome them aboard, and we thank them very much. Now, coming up, top of the hour, we'll have Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she's got her hands full tonight. She's got a lot of people that she wants to say howdy-howdy to and whatnot. And let me just see what I got here. Admiral William McRaven yesterday was talking about pardoning of military people. And I want you just to listen to this for a second, because this is important.
Admiral, I want to ask you about a story in the news because it sort of falls under your purview, and that is this idea that's been reported this week, President Trump floating potential pardons, for, including one for a Navy SEAL who's about to stand trial for killing civilians in Iraq, allegedly. What's your view of a presidential pardon in that case, and what would it signal to the troops?
Yeah, well, of course, the president has the right to pardon who he thinks it's appropriate to do so. The one cautionary note I have here is, you know, in the chain of command, when we are conducting a courts-martial or when you are executing the Uniform Code of Military Justice, there's a thing called undue influence. So as a senior commander, when I was a senior commander, you're not allowed to telegraph how you think the outcome of the adjudication should go. So if there's about to be a courts-martial, if there's about to be what we refer to as a captain's mast, you're not allowed to talk to the commander who is actually doing the investigation and is responsible for the outcome of that investigation. You're not allowed to signal that. That's called undue influence. That individual, that commander, has got to go through the process. The Uniform Code of Military Justice has to go through the process, has to present his findings. Now, after the trial or after the findings are presented, and then it comes to you as a commander, then you are allowed to weigh in. But you're not allowed to unduly influence it before the process is complete. So my caution to the president is by signaling the fact that he might pardon whoever that might be, I'm concerned that is unduly influencing those commanders that have to make the decision on that particular individual that that is either going to trial or is being investigated.
Now, Admiral McRaven was a former Navy SEAL, former commanding officer, former chief of naval operations. Also, I believe he was the one of the commanders at CENTCOM here. But here's the thing. What he said is absolutely correct, and I hope the president was listening. And let the military courts do their thing, and then after it's done, then you do your thing, whatever it might happen to be. All right, I'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming on. And it's another great night in the neighborhood. Beautiful weather. Hope you're having a good night wherever you're at.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve, and lift your mood? Relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Millbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or Donna Garland at yahoo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.